Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine being able to study the surface of a planet outside our solar system, a planet that is rocky and Earth-sized, but with conditions that are far from hospitable to life as we know it. That is exactly what scientists have just achieved using NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. A study published recently reports the first direct surface composition imaging of a rocky exoplanet, and the target of this study is a super-Earth about 49 to 50 light-years from us, informally named Kuakua, which means butterfly in an indigenous Costa Rican language. What makes this study significant is that most exoplanet observations to date have been indirect, relying on methods such as transit photometry, where the dimming of the host star as the planet crosses it is measured, or radial velocity, where the wobble of the host star is observed, or transit spectroscopy, where the atmosphere composition is inferred from starlight passing through. However, the JWST observation of Kuakua provided a direct thermal emission spectrum of the planet's dayside surface, allowing for the identification of a basaltic or volcanic rock composition. This is crucial because it confirms that Kuakua is a bare rock world with no atmospheric absorption features detected, and its dark dayside reflects starlight consistent with basalt, the same igneous rock that paves Earth's ocean floors and the maria of the moon. The study also demonstrates JWST's capability to directly characterize small, rocky worlds, not just gas giants, and validates the mid-infrared instrument, or MIRI, for thermal emission spectroscopy. First, let us consider why infrared observations are so important. Cosmic redshift moves light from distant galaxies into the infrared range. Infrared penetrates dust clouds, which are regions of star and planet formation, and thermal emission from cool objects, such as exoplanets and brown dwarfs, peaks in the infrared. Now, let us turn to the bigger picture of exoplanet discovery. As of mid-2026, there are over 5,700 confirmed exoplanets, more than 4,200 planetary systems, and around 900 systems with more than one planet, with dozens of confirmed habitable zone rocky exoplanets, depending on the definition used. The transit method has been the most productive detection method, accounting for around 75% of detections. Key missions that have contributed to this field include Kepler, which launched the Exoplanet Revolution, TESS, which is conducting an all-sky transit survey, CHEOPS, which is characterizing known exoplanets, Plato, which will launch in 2026 to search for habitable zone Earth-sized planets, and Ariel, which is expected to launch in 2029 to survey exoplanet atmospheres. And here is something that surprises many students. Despite being rocky and Earth-sized, Kuakua is not habitable due to its tidal locking, which results in an extreme day-night temperature gradient, its lack of atmosphere, which means no heat redistribution, and its host star, which is an M-dwarf known for violent flares that can strip atmospheres. The surface basalt of Kuakua is analogous to the early Earth or modern Venus crust. But why does this matter? This study does not seek a habitable world, but rather advances the methodology to characterize rocky exoplanets, an essential capability for future detection of biosignatures on more promising candidates. Now, let us look at India's role in this field. India is part of international exoplanet collaborations, such as TESS follow-up and ESA partnerships. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, including exoplanet detection methods. Major space telescopes like JWST, Hubble, Spitzer, and Chandra, and India's Space Astronomy Program, which includes missions like AstroSat, ExposAT, and Aditya L1, as well as Lagrange points like L1 and L2. Remember this number. Over 5,700 confirmed exoplanets, and note this carefully, the transit method accounts for around 75% of detections. This is a favorite prelims fact, the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, was launched in 2021 and is located at the SunEarth L2 Lagrange point. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but the JWST is, with its 6.5-meter primary mirror and infrared wavelength range of 0.6 to 28 microns. The Kuaqua exoplanet is about 49 to 50 light-years away, is around 30% larger than Earth in terms of radius, and has a mass around twice that of Earth. Its host star is an M-dwarf, and it is steadily locked, with its dayside reaching temperatures of around 725 degrees Celsius. The surface of Kuaqua is dark and basaltic, with no detectable atmosphere. The JWST observation of Kuaqua provided the first direct surface composition study of a rocky exoplanet, and this study was published in Nature Astronomy. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of this discovery. The ability to study the surface composition of rocky exoplanets is a crucial step in the search for life beyond our solar system, and India's participation in international collaborations will play a vital role in this endeavor. The study of exoplanets and their properties will continue to advance our understanding of the universe and our place within it.